News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Don't fear CPR in cardiac arrest cases. That's the message from the Irish Heart Foundation as they mark World Restart a Heart Day. We're joined by Bridget Sinnott, resuscitation manager for the Irish Heart Foundation. Bridget, what's the what do you want to say to people this morning?
Well, good morning. So I'd like to say to people, don't ever be afraid to attempt CPR, and that CPR is a very simple skill. So that if at some stage somebody does suddenly collapse in front of you, or you find somebody collapsed, they're not breathing and they're not responding, you ring the emergency services immediately. And then once you get through to the emergency services, make sure that you answer the questions and they'll tell you how to do CPR. I suppose if we want to roll out a few statistics, if you've learned CPR even once in your life, you're 10 times more likely to respond in a cardiac emergency. And that's why the Irish Heart Foundation started the CPR for Schools programme back in 2015, so that we would have, you know, students in schools trained by their teachers and therefore creating a nation of lifesavers. But for those who haven't attended courses, you know, it is worthwhile attending a course, or even watching a video would make a difference.
I have to say, I find it, the idea of ringing the emergency services first really interesting. I know it seems obvious, but when I heard this morning about the idea of, you know, us as Joe Citizen resuscitating someone, I think like many people, I kind of immediately felt my stomach muscles clench at the thought. I was like, will I know what to do? But I suppose when you ring that emergency number, as you say, they will talk you through the process. Most of us have done kind of classes over the years on how to do it. But I suppose our fear is, will I remember what to do?
Well, that's exactly it. And that is the fear that people have. But as I said, we have dispatch assisted CPR here in Ireland. And we're very lucky that way, because at least then when you ring the emergency services, they will check through to make sure that the person isn't breathing. They'll help you. They'll stay on the line and they'll guide you. And like, we really need to get used to listening to the call taker. If people do want to look at an emergency call, you can go to our website, which is irishheart.ie, and under CPR, we have a video that was recorded in the control room in Tallaght, and it goes through it step by step. So it's well worth watching and listening and seeing the questions that you're asked. But look, we've very high bystander CPR rates here in Ireland. We've 85% bystander CPR rate, which is huge. And Irish people seem to be really willing to help and to get in and to do CPR. And I suppose one other thing there as well is that, you know, the majority of cardiac arrests actually happen in our homes. So over 70% of cardiac arrests happen in our homes. So oftentimes it is one of our own family members. And I think everybody is willing to get in and to try and save their loved ones. But there is that fear, but we shouldn't be afraid, because, you know, you can do no harm. And even if you start CPR and the person didn't need CPR, you're still not going to do them any harm.
Okay, so dial 999 and get on with it, basically. And don't be afraid, you're not going to do any harm. Is that the key message this morning?
It is, really and truly. Yes, it's 999 or 112 as well. The two numbers get you through to the same place. And then listen to what you're being asked and then go ahead and do CPR.
And check out that video on your website as well, under CPR.
Exactly.
Bridget, thanks for talking to us this morning. Great advice. Bridget Sinnott, resuscitation manager at the Irish Heart Foundation. I'm definitely going to go and look at that video, Ciara.
It's really important, Shane. Like, you could actually save a life. People do save lives. And it isn't always about restarting hearts or anything. Sometimes it's as simple as just keeping somebody alive till something else gets there. And, you know, who would not want that to happen to their loved one?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.